Greetings, Lisa Edwards here, CEO of Exclusive Career Coaching and host of the Exclusive Career Coach Podcast. Ready for some great career management content? Then let's dig in. Greetings, how's it going? How you doing? All right, we're going to talk today about how to manage your former peers. So this specifically is speaking to receiving an internal promotion at really any level of the organization. And now the people that were your peers are your direct reports. And let's just throw in there the added acknowledgement that one or more of those people may have applied for the same job and obviously didn't get it because you did. So we're going to talk about how to transition from a colleague to a manager. Whether you are, you know, you were an individual contributor and now you're a manager for the first time, maybe you were a manager and now you're a director or a senior manager where you are starting to manage managers. And then it could also be moving into the VP role and managing former directors. As I researched this topic, many of the resources I looked at gave, you know, the rather generic advice that you would want and need to move into any position, right? Any new leadership role. And that's really not what I was trying to accomplish with this episode. I wanted to talk specifically about the potential tensions and challenges when you are managing your former peers. I came up with 9 suggestions that I'm going to share with you, and I used a couple of sites that I liked, mindtools.com and mondostaffing.com, for help with this episode. Let's start off by talking about why it's so important to start this new role off on the right foot. You want to avoid as much as possible the negative feelings that may occur. And of course, you can't control other people's feelings, but you want to minimize the chances that they're going to think, why did she get the role and not me? Or why did she get the role and not that other guy that I thought was a better candidate? You know, she didn't deserve it as much as he did, like whatever it is. You want to hopefully maintain what has been a positive professional relationship. Now, if you already had all kinds of stressors with your peers, those are not going to go away when you become their manager. But we're going to operate on the assumption that you had positive professional relationships with these people. And now your goal is to earn their trust and respect. You cannot expect it to immediately be handed to you, especially if you are working with younger generations, right? You have to earn it. So we're going to talk about how to do that with these 9 suggestions. So number 1 is to be humble. Now, this can work both ways. You can choose to be a braggart about the promotion and, you know, I got it and she didn't, whatever. Or on the flip side, you could choose to beat yourself up when you make a rookie mistake, which you are absolutely 100% going to do. Neither of those approaches is going to serve you. Thinking you are more than you are, that you are better than, or that you are less than, does not serve you. If someone else brings up the promotion to congratulate you, don't boast, just acknowledge it. Don't negate what they are saying to you. Oh, I'm sure I probably will screw it up. You know, don't say anything like that. And then also recognize that you will make mistakes and that those mistakes are a necessary ingredient in your success. You are going to learn more from your mistakes than you are from your successes. So recognize the learning that occurs. I always like to think of it as not winning or losing, but winning or learning. I also want to acknowledge that some people may revel in your mistakes and may even sabotage you. Unfortunately, this can happen. And the important thing here is to address the situations in an appropriate way as soon as possible, because they are truly workplace cancers. So number 2 is acknowledge the shift and the awkwardness around that shift. It's going to be up to you to acknowledge the change between yourself and your former peers. Bring it out in the open, acknowledge it, acknowledge that it may feel awkward at first, allow them to talk about it, and understand that your professional relationships are going to change. And it doesn't serve you or your team to think that, oh, we're all going to have the same kind of relationship that we had when we were colleagues. But you want to bring that shift out in the open, allow time to process and allow time for the transition to really become effective. Number three, be transparent. You want to set clear expectations for each team member. You know, you're probably coming into a situation in most cases where somebody else was the boss. It could be a new unit, right? But in many times, someone else was the boss. Those people that you're now managing were managed by this other person. And it's very clear for you to set your expectations, because otherwise they're going to assume, rightfully so, that it's business as usual. I've been doing it this way. He hasn't said anything different. We're good to go. So you want to lay out your goals, changes you want to implement, and you also want to be very open to feedback. And we're going to talk about one-on-ones early on here in a moment. And that's a really good way to get that feedback that people may not feel comfortable saying in a group. Number four, set clear boundaries. We talked about the fact that these relationships are going to change. So you may face, you know, things that included you, like after hours activities, no longer do, or maybe not all of them do. And you're going to have the same situation. Do you want to invite these people to go out for happy hour on Friday? Or do you want to now start inviting the other peers that you have, the new set of peers? You want to set clear boundaries and recognize that your team may do the same. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve about this, because it's natural. You may not be invited to lunch in the same way or with the same frequency that you were before. Next, don't pick favorites. Ooh, this is a big one. It can be tempting to show favoritism to a team member who was your friend or who you worked really close to. But now you're making decisions based on what's best for the team and your unit. It's not about who you liked the most or who you knew the most. You really want to look at this from above and not, you know, at the same level. Your goal is to be sure that everyone is treated fairly, regardless of their relationship with you prior to the promotion. I am not an advocate, and this is a personality characteristic based on the Myers-Briggs, but my personality type, one of the aspects of it is that we believe the way to treat everyone fairly is to treat everyone differently based on what they need and what is unique for them. Others think that the way to treat everyone fairly is to treat everyone exactly the same. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole with the differences there or the implications, but fairly is key. So however you perceive fair, it is important that you treat everyone fair, that what, you know, person A gets away with, person C gets away with what person B doesn't get away with, person D also cannot get away with. Next, recognize the change in dynamic. You may have previously vented work frustrations or joked about the company or the department that you work in, policies, the boss, those kinds of things. But you now really need to set that professional tone with your team. You're going to be under scrutiny, especially in those first 90 days. And you don't want to get a reputation as not being a loyal member of management. Your loyalty is to your team and to the company. And so you want to lead by example with a high degree of integrity. And I'm not suggesting that you won't need to vent. You'll probably need to vent more at this level, but be careful who you vent that to. Find your confidants or your mentors, whoever you can safely vent to, so that it doesn't affect the workplace. Next, set clear expectations. So one of your primary goals as a manager at any of these levels is to ensure that your team members know what is expected of them and they have the tools to be successful. You want to make sure that you set clear expectations around what is and isn't acceptable around work quality, deadlines, other important issues, whatever's relevant to your field. And piggybacking on number four, not picking favorites, you want to make sure that the expectations you set are applying equally to everyone, as do the consequences of not meeting those expectations. Number eight, schedule regular one-on-ones. Having regular one-on-ones with each member of your team is going to help you ensure you're on top of each person's progress and development. And it also allows you to address any concerns or issues that come up quickly. Now, there are issues that probably need to come up more quickly than the next performance evaluation, but they can also be good places to nip things in the buds, especially if you're having them with the frequency that I recommend. Next, ask for help. This is the last one, number nine. At whatever level you are rising to, there are a multitude of trainings out there. From online courses, in-person courses, seminars, certifications, there's always something to help you, a coach. And if you feel you need training or a coach's help to help you succeed in this new role and in your transition, ask for it. And along those lines, you want to make sure you have mentors. So whether you need to ask for them or go seek them out on your own, or maybe you had mentors and you need to visit them and say, okay, now that I'm at this level, does this still work? And have a conversation with them. Here's a quote from the Mind Tools website that I really liked. A new boss who tries to remain, quote unquote, one of the team can end up frustrating everyone. When you're more concerned about friendships than results, poor decisions are usually inevitable. If you're afraid of being called, quote unquote, bossy, you may not hold people accountable, or you may avoid making unpopular decisions. So let's sum up the bottom line of these transition pieces that I'm giving you. First of all, it's not going to be the same. Don't try to make it the same. Don't expect it to be the same. You will be disappointed. Next, don't expect automatic trust and respect. You have to earn it. And you earn it in large measure by showing respect and trust to your team first. Next, set clear expectations and make them consistent for all team members. Next, lead by example. Your professionalism will help earn the trust and respect you want. So be a professional. And finally, ask for help. So whether it's training, a mentor, coaching, or any other assistance, you want to help your boss help you in setting yourself up for success. So ask for help. I hope this has been helpful. I hope that some of you listening out there are in the process of transitioning into a new role like this, or have designs of doing so this year. And I hope this information will be helpful in that transition. So I thank you, and I will see you next week. Take care. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and left me a review. If you would like to discuss working with me to achieve your job search or career goals, my calendar link is in the show notes.